Hello out there today. Hey, this is Coach Eric Johnson, known as The Brand.
And it's Coach Aaron, The Source. And you froze.
Hey, Aaron. and you froze. hey, technology is crazy, Aaron. You know how it goes.
Yeah. I don't know why we're getting so much lag today. Usually it's pretty seamless. I don't know.
You know, maybe it's the 5G, you know, the 5G, the next thing you know, it's going to be 20G. You know, we back here, you know, 20 years from now, Aaron, we going, hey, 20G, Aaron, remember back in the day? Anyway, hey, Aaron, I want to talk to you today about this subject, playing on multiple teams during your season. Man, this is a crazy subject because, Aaron, a lot of times, man, when you see these kids out there playing on multiple teams, I see a lot of different things happen. And I'm going to start on my little riff here a little bit on the information highway out there, you know, getting multiple messages from different coaches, and then the player gets to you and they're not sure what to do. And then you have to go investigate for about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. What's going on with you? My coach said this over here. And then my other coach over here said this. And then my other coach said this. And, I think I'm trying to put it together. I think I got it now. And then you see this player just all of a sudden just lose their way in what they're doing. And I see that confusion, you know, by playing on multiple teams, you just have all these cooks in the kitchen, you know, and it's kind of like you're throwing together a stew. Mm-hmm. And you got all these different vegetables in there and all kinds, and playing on multiple teams. I think it's, personally, I don't like to see it because I think it hurts the athlete. You know, what's your take on that, on that part of it?
Yeah. Well, you did mention the title of one of our previous podcasts, Too Many Cooks in the Kitchen. So you guys should check that out.
Right.
It's about the dynamic of multiple coaches, trainers, and how that all fits together for an athlete. Now, you know, too many kitchens for the cook. Maybe that's what we're talking about today. You know,
exactly.
All these teams. You know, my take on it is this, is I guess maybe it just comes from my own background and also my own sports is, you know, we didn't grow up with all the, you know, the travel ball and all these things. And so there was a season for every team and a team for every season. And you didn't do all of this kind of mercenary athletic playing for, you know, all these different, you know, back for hire, you know, wide receiver for hire, you know, and I think that has more to do with one, you know, everybody does it, so they assume that's what should be done. And two, playing to the athlete's ego and the parent's ego. Hey, my kid's playing for three different teams, or he got asked to play for this team. And I don't know. I'm a commitment kind of guy. And I think that, you know, there's only so many hours in a day, and why spread yourself so thin? You know, because you can do all these things but not get better in any. And again, my focus is always on long-term development. And my thing is, why saddle yourself with three teams or two teams or whatever, and now you're having baseball practice 5 days a week instead of maybe two or three, but now you don't get to work on your skill development or your physical development, you know?
Right.
Or, because again, long term, if you're, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, how much baseball do you need to play that's going to make a marked difference in you, you know, during the week? How much at some point is it diminishing returns, because you can only swing the bat so many times, you can only field so many ground balls. So maybe that time is better spent getting some individual instruction or some individual training and working on you as a total athlete versus, you know, having these 2 hour, 3 hour practices every day with all these multiple entities. So, I mean, just kind of on the outside.
Well, you know,
that's my take on it.
You know, when I see players play on multiple teams, I see their weaknesses come out too, because they never work, like you said, whether it's with an individual trainer or performance training, they never work on their weaknesses. They're always at practicing, but are they really practicing towards getting better individually, or trying to get the weaknesses squared away? And that leads me to injuries. You know, here are these athletes out there who are playing so many with so many teams.
EJ, you froze up there, my friend. Technical difficulties, guys. So that was a word from our sponsors. Probably didn't see anyone. We don't have any sponsors.
Hey, we can get some sponsors now because we got time for them.
Well, yeah, if the system keeps acting up like this, we can just pop in some ads.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
Hey, whatever. You know, it happens.
But, you know, it's funny, Aaron, is that, you know, you got these players out there doing these multiple teams at once, and, you know, these injuries come up a lot. I had an athlete the other day. We were talking, one of my private people, and he goes, "Well, I was worried about, you know, the arm care and, you know, about pitching." And I said, "I'm more concerned about the throwing, all the throwing. I mean, you go out and you warm up differently with both teams, and you pitch on one, you don't pitch with the other one, you throw a lot more here. And I worry about the player's arms getting overextended at a young age of 12.
Yeah.
You know, and you're still developing, obviously, you got growth plate issues, you got muscle development, you got all kinds of things are going on. So, and I'm like you, I'm a commitment guy, Aaron. I think there's a time and place for everything. I wish there was a governing body of all these different organizations out there that play sports, you know, and some sports like soccer, there is a governing body, but like baseball, there's not a governing body, youth body. There's to a certain degree, but everyone doesn't play by the same rules. They have their own written rules within their own organization of teams and stuff, that you can go get a player off another roster. They can come and play for you, which I think is just out of, you know, I don't agree with that. I just think it's, you can't do it in high school, can't do it in college, can't do it in pro ball. I call it tampering. Yeah. And, you know, that's a whole nother subject that we can get on another podcast. But, you know, playing on multiple teams, I think you just, injuries come into it, be a factor, a major thing. So,
yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, I would even just say again, does it promote development or does it stifle development? Because do you have three different coaches trying to tweak your swing, or three different coaches trying to tell you how to dribble a ball, you know, or shoot a basket.
Right.
And so that can be, you know, if there's multiple voices, then who does the athlete follow? And so does that just freeze and stifle the athlete's development because they don't have one consistent overriding voice in the direction of how they need to do things?
Well, you know, I like what you say there, because when these players play for several teams, do they really think about the athlete, or do they think about, hey, if I get this player, man, we could win the championship and that's great. You know, is it an ego thing, Aaron? Is it an ego thing on the organizer who's organizing the team, or is it really trying to help the player? You know, you're going to come and play with us in this tournament because this is going to help your ability to catch the ball moving to your left and right. Or is it, oh, you're going to play with us because we don't win this tournament and we get rings and we get everything like that.
Right.
At the end of the day, I got a whole bunch of trophies in my office. I got a whole bunch of all that stuff. At the end of the day, it's sitting in my office, man, it's collecting dust. It's not doing anything. You know, my whole thing as I do this is a development of each player. What does each player, how can we get each player to the next level if they want to put the time and effort into it? That's a first and foremost, the thing that you and I do. And I see, you know, this going in a different direction than it used to be. And, you know, I'm concerned about it because I see athletes having illusions of grandeur a lot because of this.
Yeah. No, that's well put and well said. And I would just, you know, caution parents to maybe take a second take or a second look when they're approached by these other teams, or when they're thinking of putting together multiple team seasons for their kids and saying, hey, you know, what are we getting out of this? You know, what's our goal for doing this? And can our time and money and resources be better spent with a better strategy?
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think about our podcast on the management of an athlete, you know, and parents, I wholeheartedly hope that you look at, listen to that podcast. We talk about that because that can help your athletes. You can help a better relationship you have with your kid because of that also. So well said about these multiple sport athletes today. I mean, it's multiple teams that these athletes play on, Aaron, today. So I'm going to sign out here. This is Coach Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source. We'll see you.